Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, September 3rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you. And we are still reaching over 20 million listeners in 160 or more countries. So that's good news. And so we're getting the call out there. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about where we are, really, believe it or not. And I'll have some good information to give you guys in my segment. In the meantime, which is where we are, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another eclectic, electric teaching that we can enjoy tonight. So, Lord God, we just thank you for everything that has come in today and yesterday. Thank you that we have as solid as intel as we've had. And thank you that we have things moving in the right direction for us. Thank you that you are providing for us still, and you're healing us still, and you're our God. And we love the fact that not only do we love you, but we love the fact that you gave your only begotten Son to us, Jesus the Messiah, in whom we live and breathe and have our being. And thank you for him all and everybody else. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I said eclectic and electric teaching. I don't know why I said that, but I feel a little bit electrified myself right now.
And I'm going to say, may this teaching be eclectic and electromagnetic.
Yes.
So that it reaches the inside. Electric is dynamic, yes, charges you up, but we need magnetism to be in balance.
Electromagnetic.
So tonight, instead of, we're going to move from heaven's wells to God-given rights. We decree we will inspire nations. In the beginning, God said, be, and it was. Trees be, and they were. The words produced after their kind. Sun be, and the sun was. That word produced after its kind. God planted the heavens and the earth with word seed decrees. Now we have been restored because of the cross to plant word seed decrees. We are to make decrees of faith based on God's word and God's will. We've been reborn to say, be to what needs to be done, be to what needs to be produced. It's time for us to be who we really are. The world is crying out for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. It's time we use our God-given rights as heirs of Christ to decree words that seed change everywhere. Word seed decrees that inspire nations. Word seed decrees that declare God's power. Scatter darkness and bring order out of chaos, just like God's word did in the beginning. Just like the Holy Spirit hovers until God hears God's seed declared, God's word voiced. God is hovering today over you, over your community, over the United States and the world, waiting for you, the sons and daughters of God, to become the voice of God on this planet and declare God's word and not back down. You're going to hear me talk about that. I have a little bit of a rant. It's in us to do it. He, Christ, has germinated his nature as a seed inside you. You really are a child of God. part of your restored purpose is to seed the world with his words. Never speak negative words or unbelief. They are contrary to the seed of God that is in you. Reign in God's name, speaking words of life and truth and knowing. We are here as his daughters and sons to voice God's word everywhere. As mentioned previously, the greatest days are not in our past. They are in our present and in our future. So say what God says. Christ, I repent of words that I've spoken that have not been planted by your nature. Help me remember who I am. Your empowered child. Your light-filled child. To speak accordingly, knowing the glory that I have inside me. Your words in my mouth carry life, and I carry you, and together we carry victory. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was some really good points that were made during that teaching. I appreciate it. Let's see if I can think of where it sent me. Because, you know, when we declare or decree a thing, meaning when we speak something, like you said in the teaching, we should make sure it is the words that we learned in Scripture, words that Jesus spoke. It's important that we speak positively in parallel with what Christ taught us. That's for sure. And not speak negative thoughts, even think negative thoughts, because that's where the renewing of your mind comes in. You know, if you can renew your mind to the point where you're not thinking negatively about people or about circumstances, but rather positively looking for the good in people, looking for this, you know, if you can put that frame of mind together and make that what you speak, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you can take that and speak positive thoughts and good thoughts, they turn into real things. You know, those, your thoughts and your words become a living thing. And it can kill and destroy, or it can give life. Jesus set before us, he said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. So we know to choose life, and we know that we can do that with our words, with our actions, you know, with feelings, with how we forgive, and how we move on in our lives. It's really important. I like the concept, Sue, that you brought out about seeding, planting a seed. Every time we think a thought, that's a seed. That thought can germinate into words, into speech. You know, so we kind of have to choose our thoughts and our words carefully, because we're seeding, just like God seeded the universe. Like you said, Sue, with creation. You know, he seeded, you know, he spoke the sun into existence. He spoke, you know, the earth and the void of the earth and the trees and plants and animals and all. And notice that all plants and animals are essentially bred after their own kind. So that a certain animal, when it's reproducing, does not reproduce another type of creature. And that's where DNA and all that comes in. But it's important that we notice that, you know, we have a huge variety of plants, trees, animals, everything that we can appreciate, which is the creation that God gave us. Now, it's not the perfect creation. It's not Edenic. like Garden of Eden-like anymore, but it will return back to that one day with a new heaven and a new earth. And I think our entire earth will be restored. And that's in our future. It's not now. But we can do the best we can now to regenerate the earth and regenerate crops and the proper nutrients in our soil and all of that. We can do that. We can be part of that regeneration. Well, now I think that's a key word that Sue's brought out months and months ago, something that we should be incorporating into our projects, into our farming and everything else that we're doing. So thank you for that, Sue. I thought that was a really good teaching, and I thought it was cool how it touched on several different areas. Bob?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sue. Thank you very much. Bob, tell us how you see that teaching and how did it speak to you?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is, it feels like from these last few teachings that what's being said is that we're in this crescendo of really powerful energy that's kind of coming upon us like a big storm. And we're starting to feel like the outskirts of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a storm of positivity, right? It's like it's coming from the Sea of Serenity. And it's like these teachings have just been building and building and encouraging us to really be prepared for what's happening so that we can participate fully with, as you said, that seed of Christ within us. And, the teaching at the beginning was saying, you know, be careful with your words and plant your word seed decrees, because, you know, we're using words to change nations. I was thinking, you know, not every person has an audience where their words can change nations necessarily, but we can realize that every bit of energy we put out, whether it's words that go out in the form of sound waves, or even just loving feelings being projected from our heart muscle, in theory, go in every direction, up, down, all the way around, in perpetuity. And so, in a way, our thoughts and our words really do affect nations. They, according to quantum physics, they affect the entire world.
Right.
But most certainly, we can affect those people who are right in front of us. And they certainly can feel, in a more visceral sense than a quantum sense, that seed that we're allowing to grow and flourish inside of us. And most certainly, they can hear you. And what you say consistently day by day as you're out and about and talking with people has a cumulative effect, because if you're really pleasant to the grocery clerk and call him or her by name when you see them at the grocery store, ask how they're doing, maybe ask them if they have their own children, find out who they are and speak beautiful words to them each time you go there to the store. And that is a way of spreading those word seeds that can affect nations, right? Well, it's affecting that person who's right in front of you, who may be in the mood to do the same thing for somebody else because of the warm feelings that they got from you. And then they can make somebody else feel better, who, and it might get contagious, and it might help that person's whole family. It might help their Thanksgiving celebration. And who knows how far this it can spread from planting word seeds just in the direction of one person. And, you know, I heard this the other day, Bruce, and Sue, a friend of mine who has a company that is all about teaching young people primarily how to interact face-to-face. And he talks about it in his YouTube and podcasts. And the other day, and this is a man in his 50s, and the other day he was out and about, and two 14-year-old boys came up to him and said, "Hey, are you Mark?" He's like, "Yeah, who are you guys?" They go, we watch your YouTube channel, and we think it's really cool how you're teaching people to get off their phones and start interacting with each other face-to-face."
Yes.
And that's what we're out doing right now. We're together face-to-face, and we're out and about meeting up with people to do things. And we saw you there, and we wanted to know if we could have our picture taken with you.
Cool.
And I said to him, "Well, Mark, I guess you're going to have to start being really careful about what you say." I think he told me that one particular Instagram thing, like something like 48,000 people watched it, which he was totally surprised because he's just starting out. I was like, "Well, now you have teenagers watching you and following along, and they know what you look like. So it's nowhere to hide now."
That's right. That's nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Yep.
That's right. God, Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
and I
good.
Think the same is true. The same is true on the big call, right? So, I mean, it's thousands of people listening to all of our words as well. And so it's these types of teachings that talk about word seeds and their effect. And people saw inspired as well. So thank you, Sue, for bringing these this series of teachings that seem to be kind of helping to bring forward this coming energy, you know, this Christ energy that we're all going to start to feel very strongly very soon.
Oh, that was beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
Excellent, Bob. I love it. And I love the idea of Mark doing a podcast and these teenagers watching it, and then he shows up, you know, live, and they see him and they recognize him. That's cool. That's really what it's going to all be about, I think, is communication, personal communication, Sue, and being creating relationship again. And that not hiding on your phone or hiding online or not meeting people face to face, only texting, all of that. It's just, I know it's hot and it's going now, but we need to get back to face-to-face relationships and interactions with people. So I enjoyed that teaching. Bob really did. Enjoyed what Bob had to say. What do you say about the teaching, Sue?
Oh, this was a rich discussion. I was taking a lot of notes. In the app that we just developed, we have four protocols. And one of them, because it's so scientifically significant, is about having one meaningful heart-based connection a day. And it's all about embodiment. You know, you can feel people at a distance, like everybody's probably feeling the three of us, and we're all feeling you. I'm incredibly aware of the quality of my voice, what I'm putting out, and hopefully that I'm nudging it forward. And so I'm going to talk about it was very profound what you said, Bruce. You know, the renewing of your mind and what you said, Bob, the capacity, now watch, this is going to be nuanced, so I've got to see if I can pull it together. When you realize that everybody that's listening to this call is part of preparing the humans, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your community, whether it's in your project, to rebuild our world. And the nuance that I got to witness today, and this is really important for me to say, because our brains, a lot of people don't know this, if you've never heard me before, I'm passionate about consciousness, neuroscience, faith, all those things. So the biggest focus right now in neuroscience is how the brain is a predictive processor. So memory throws out prediction, like, oh, have I heard this before? What is it going to do? Listen to my segment. I'm going to go into this in a really cool gift for everybody tonight. But here's something that I witnessed, and this is really nuanced. So this is, to me, it's very powerful. When you declare a thing, when you know a thing, do you know that you know it? So much so that even if the evidence isn't showing up outside of you, even if it took 10 or 12 years, nothing will allow you to go to doubt. Nothing. Nothing. Because you absolutely know it. You know it like the sun's going to come up. You know it like this. You know it like that. Now, why am I talking about this? Because I witnessed something where people were going, well, you know, if it doesn't come to pass, and it's like to speak with your team, with your family, with your people, and this is every single person on this call, in a way that helps them step into an expanded faith. Now that takes a lot of strength because a lot of people can't get out of, what do you mean? There could be something that's a vehicle like the currency. Most people can't. It's like, where is that information? How does that match what I already know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me, Bruce and Bob? It's predictive
processing.
Absolutely,
I am.
Of course. That's the reason why this is such an intense training ground. So what has to happen? I'm not going to talk about it being all nice and friendly and all sweet right now. That's there. But all of us are about to step into stewarding what Christ taught. And maybe sometimes you're not always speaking it. You're just holding it inside yourself because you can tell it would create friction, resistance, when other people can't hold that future that you know is already here. We already know the med beds are here. We already know what's coming. But sometimes you've got to walk that, holding that, and being the ecstatic knowing of it. And I mean ecstatic. You can be walking around thinking, every person I see isn't going to be aging and dying. Every person I see is going to be a multimillionaire. That's every person. Every person. And so is there any room for going, well, we'll see if it's going to... No, because you're walking knowing that that's about to happen. And the only thing to be saying to yourself and to be holding is, it's happening. It's happening now. I'm holding it because quantum physics, and this is where I want more people to do a little homework on it. Quantum physics is what Christ taught. What you hold in coherency, actively, not passively. And here's where it gets, I'm almost done, don't worry. Here's where it gets a little intense. A lot of people, in order to stay in connection to others around them, they absorb the low frequency, well, if it happens, or, oh, they're around all these people that are thinking like that. That's tough. I want to celebrate those people that it's very tough when you're around people that, well, why isn't it showing up, or this or this, or I don't believe in it. What are you believing in that?
No.
You just hold it, right, Bruce? You just hold.
Well, you do.
You hold it. You celebrate that knowing inside of you. But this is a very little talked about, especially for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the quality you have created in yourself to know that you know by being on the big call, to know you're taking care of your health by listening to Bob, to know that you're sharpening your transformational leadership, Christ self, and consciousness to lead a new world. That is God-given. This has never happened for the whole world in the history of the world. So we needed some really galvanizing, really strong, really own it. Put my finger at your heart, at your, you know, forehead, your single eye, and say, look, I'm shaking your shoulders, and say, wake up. Get a hold of it, because you're going to have to walk out and be that when the world is spinning from the massiveness, disclosure. That is who we all have to be. And nobody talks about that. Nobody's talking about the actual reality that you're going to be walking through and the actual qualities of holding that inside of you so strong, you're unshakable. That's what I had to say.
That's pretty good, Sue. That's a pretty good comment on the teaching. I think it morphed into your segment a little bit. And then,
it's hard sometimes
to keep it separate.
It's like when you see it, sometimes you have to see things others can't see.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, just make it available to them so they kind of know, get, you know, like a horse with blinders. You got to get your blinders on inside, turned on, and projecting out. That's it.
Yeah. And I think that what I get from what you said, too, and that, you know, it's like certain people will cast seeds of doubt by saying, well, it's kind of like you were saying, I can't even do that. I don't let myself even say that type of stuff because I know that I know.
I know, but that's why
I know stuff that a lot of people don't know.
Well, and also you have the I get a little crazy with it. I get a little frustrated with it, and I have to watch that in myself because I go, I get like, I want to shake people because it takes discipline. It takes discipline, and you're disciplined about it.
Sometimes, you know, it's not worth trying to talk somebody else
exactly
into what you believe, because It's like casting pearls before swine.
That's why I said that.
They're not able to receive what it is we have in some cases. But I put it out there as accurately as I get it, and I don't lie, and I don't put anything out there that I'm not hearing, and we'll see, you know. But this is definitely a wait and see.
Well, and it's definitely
much more than
I
thought it would be.
One last thing.
Hmm.
There, those of us, and you and I do this, that are moved by faith and possibility, but most people are predictive processors. All they're doing is running what they know. And that's the difference. They're running what they could, they're comparing it to everything they've seen, everything they're seeing outside of them, nothing that they know from inside, from Christ. And so it builds your faith character.
It does.
It really does.
Well, thank you for that teaching, Sue. I think it was
good.
I enjoyed Bob's comments on it. I enjoyed what you said, your treatise on it. And I would say let's segue into prayer and praise, and let's see if we have any prayer requests. And if you want to toss one or two to me, feel free.
Okay.
Why don't
we start with an update, which is exciting. Thank you, Sherry. Sherry, you and I will just communicate on the big call while we can. To Sue from Sherry. Wanted to thank you and everyone who prayed for Mike and me. This is Sherry and Mike, everybody, that we prayed for on Tuesday. And let you know your prayers helped. See, here we go, Bruce. He got his second treatment. His white cell count had improved, and he had no side effects or any scary situations.
Good, amen.
He's walking around, and he even went to the grocery store with my help. had to drive a cart, but he was out and about today, has more energy and color. He even got up and prepared food for himself a little bit. That's huge. Like your whole life is collapsing. Congratulations, Sherry. We're so happy. And we'll continue to pray and surround both you and he. Yes, isn't it wonderful? See, miracles. Mm-hmm. Miracle after miracle, and wonders never cease for you, Sherry, and Mike. And thank you for bringing that to us. Oh, did I just get another one? Okay. let's see what's in here. So interesting, because I never get to read these beforehand. To provide housing for the homeless in America. Okay, this is for you, Bruce. Please agree with Pastor Chucky in prayer for $7,000 to purchase the bonds to get the building of the houses done. Thank you for your prayers. Kingdom of God Church. From Wilbur.
Okay, can you explain what the request was for $7,000 of bonds? Was that what I heard?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm just reading
$7,000 in bonds?
To purchase the bonds to get the building of the houses done. Yep.
Okay. Well, that seems like a fair request. It's also something that, it's funny, Sue. The idea of, homes for the homeless or creating homes for people that are homeless or that might not be able to afford first-time homes, and there's plenty of people that are in that category. This is part of what Rebuild America will do. I don't even like calling it low-income housing, but essentially it's housing for everybody. That could be low-income, middle-income, whatever that income level is. But let's just turn this prayer request into something that we know we're going to do with Rebuild America, but that's not today. But in this case, they need money for a bond, evidently to build a certain place. If I heard it right, $7,000 for a bond is not a whole lot of money. So it looks like we'll just pray that in. Lord God, we just pray that this need that was spoken, that you know the detail way more than I do, But we know that you are a God of provision, and that Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, is still our provider. And you'll find a way with this a bond issue for these homes to go ahead and secure the funds through your people to establish the bonds that are needed to build this dwelling or whatever it is for the homeless, for those that need the housing. Lord God, thank you for it and the request for the from the pastor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Beautiful, Bruce. I'm just taking a sip of water. Now we have a prayer request from Victoria. I have never written in before, but I'm in great need right now. I'm dealing with chronic illness, unable to work, and at the mercy of others to help me right now. Those in that role aren't quite what I need, to put it politely. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm really struggling and in need. I appreciate prayers for patience, peace, and if possible, a better solution to improve my circumstances. For myself and those around me, we'd all be happier with a different arrangement, but in the meantime, need some divine help to see it through. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria, I think a lot of people would relate to being in a situation like yours where it feels like obligation, it doesn't feel like love and support and abundance, and oh, we love helping you. That's obviously, we understand that challenge. So let's pray, and let's have you, if you can, and let's ask everybody to put their hand on their heart. And I just want you to lift your eyes up a little bit. And it turns out that when you shut your eyes and you lift your eyes up by about 20 degrees, what you're actually doing is you're allowing your brain to go to an extra high healing state, kind of like alpha theta. And your brain waves actually begin to move into Christ's energy. So lifting your eyes up, I want you to imagine that you could see all of us on the big hall and Christ and all the angels surrounding this space you're in with brand new energy. Brand new energy. Infinite, perfect, golden Christ abundance energy. Just imagine that that energy is swimming all around you, that Christ is in the room with you right now and blessing that you do have some people there, not perfect, and that it's shifting into a new, higher, better, maybe even miraculous new energy. You can't be or create a reality that you're not resonant with. So first you have to feel, what would it be like if some money showed up, some new opportunities show up, that I was grateful for what I have now, but it's opening to a whole new level. We're seeing that whole new level showing up right now. It's in this moment right now. You could be in that and deciding that access to this old reality is closed, and you're instantly shifted into the reality of much better. So all you have to say is much better in Christ, and imagine and see and feel that that is around you now. Don't dwell in what is right there in the circumstance. Dwell in what you want to create with Christ and declare it so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I think we have two more. Wow. Nope, we have one more. And then Jean, yeah.
Okay.
This is from Off Ken. We'll see. Mary. My sincere thanks for everything all of you do for us. I'm requesting prayer as I moved into a new location where I find peace. Good for you. I took on a new career only to find that I cannot work well bodily with the extreme schedule. I've not performed well and feel I must resign before they fire me. They've been threatening to do so. This will leave me living in my car and needing to leave after only just moving here 3 months ago. Please pray that God, as he always does, will come through in these final hours to present an alternate position for me and to assume quickly one in which I will thrive. As always, the RV would provide ultimate relief in a brand new role as a humanitarian. Blessing with much appreciation, Mary. Okay, so Mary, let's do this and everybody pray and apply this to your own situation. This was like an initiation. I like to call these things initiations into the good news is you know it's about peace. The really good news is you know what your body will and will not do, what kind of energy you can be around. I've done that myself. And making the choice to know that it isn't working for you is such a powerful act of self-leadership. Okay, so we got that. You got that established. You're at a new level of self-leadership. Now we have to take that self-leadership and we have to attach it to knowing that the power to trust and imagine and see and feel and shape calling on my next level safe, ideal working conditions is right there. It's just you have to perceive it. So try to imagine and spend time with Christ imagining what does it feel like not to think about, oh, I'm going to lose my job. And, of course, that's completely normal, like kind of making a worst-case scenario go on in your head. Anybody would be going through that. I would be going through that. But then you go, okay, I've done enough of that. Now I'm going to spend time contemplating, feeling, recreating, opening my heart, opening my arms, opening to Christ's help, opening to the RV, and feeling this is what I would feel if I were in the ideal situation where I could bring my gifts. If I was in the ideal rhythm that honors the way my nervous system and the way I learn goes. You're just getting early exposure to that. That's everything we teach in my classes. Everything. You want to be in flow. You want to be in peace. I pray that for everybody on this call. I pray it for you. Spend time, as much time as you possibly can, filling yourself with light, feeling flow, getting out of survival and worst case and, uh-oh, I'm not measuring up, anxiety, as best you can, doing some havening, go to Bob's site and look at havening, so you calm your amygdala. Do that and watch as you shift out of survival, anxiety, abandonment, being in your car, to the peace that you're actually knocking at the door of. You just had a little step to go to practice. In Jesus' name, we see you fulfilled. We see you celebrating that you know where you function best, and we celebrate that in you, and we celebrate that all your needs are met, especially when you regulate your nervous system to know, I am now my solution to this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Ready? For Jeannie.
Ready for Jeannie, yes. My help comes. Oh, wait. Sorry. first week of September. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, for keeping us positive with all the difficulties, disappointments, and challenges we face every day, and all the beautiful things and incredible things that we don't even witness every day. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I helped. Psalm 28:7. Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. Dale Carnegie. We pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners for their health and well-being, all the prayer requests, Pastor Scott's health and any updates, world peace, 800 numbers for the RV blessing, 4 days till 9-8, R&R, Doge, Social Security increases this month. Also prayers for communities in parts of the Gulf Coast and the Hawaiian Islands as they face active tropical weather systems. Happy Labor Day weekend. Wishing everyone a safe, blessed, and happy weekend. Happy travels. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. Thank you, Sue, for those prayer requests and prayer time. And, that is... Essentially, I'm counting 4 days from the 7th, meaning Labor Day. Today's the 3rd, so 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 4 days. The 8th would be 5 days. So, yeah, I'm aware of the number 8. You guys know that. That would be Tuesday. But I think we have some good information to give you that should precede that. So, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Excellent time of and praise in the teaching tonight. Sue, what is it about this new app that you have that you want to enlighten us about?
Well, that's a good direction, but we're not going to go in that direction.
We're not going in that direction. Okay, let's rewind. A little rewind. Okay, Sue, what is it in your segment tonight? What is it in your segment tonight that is not dealing with this new app that we
good
want
thing.
To talk about tonight?
Yeah, good thing we know how to play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is actually going to fit very nicely with everything we have heard and all the prayers. And get out your pens, please, because I'm going to show you something I bet you don't know, and it's a gift. There's nothing to invest in tonight. You can focus on Boomer Boost.
Barley.
But this is my gift to you, and here it is. Did you know your brain is designed to take care of the future version of you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. There's a process in neuroscience called allostasis. So instead of simply waiting for something to happen and then reacting, we're going to get really fun for everybody, I think. Your brain is constantly predicting what your body is going to need and attempting to prepare resources in advance. So let's just take a little snapshot, because I'm going to take care of you tonight. Think about most people, and Bruce and I have had conversations about this, most people are running. I'm so busy, the phone calls, texts, this, that. They never get to slow down and actually deeply feel, here's my word, and deeply design, reflect, what do I need to feel good? What do I need to feel ready? How does my body feel ready? what do I need to be ready for my day tomorrow, to be ready for the RV, which is where we're going to go tonight. Most people have never had a body that's relaxed enough to have the abundance of energy and resources to do that. So instead of simply waiting for something to happen and then reacting, your brain is constantly predicting what your body is going to need and to prepare those resources in advance. And it gives us a really interesting place for this window that we're in that I sense that Bruce is going to tell you about tonight. I don't know how I know that. I just know it. What if one of the things we were being invited to learn is a completely new standard, just like the woman that said, you know, her job doesn't work for her. I really, really celebrate that, to care for ourselves. A completely new standard. And that's what we're kind of in the pod, and like, when we introduce the concept, we call it concierge care. So what we do with the people, and what I'm going to do with you tonight, the people in the leadership group, they're preparing their mind, their body, their strategy, their faith. We literally have a 17 transdisciplinary methodology, 17 different ways of looking at things, so people will be prepared to lead, to be healthy, to not self-abandon, to be emotionally mature. And in concierge care, which was introduced with medicine, really, you are attuned to so well that you feel like somebody's really there for you. And I know the people in this community pretty well. And they're very generous and they're very giving. But I also know they haven't been so giving to themselves. It's a really heavy, I'm going to say it, it's a big, big issue. Big. Because they kind of avoid saying, you know, I deserve care. I deserve to care and nourish myself so I'm full. And so I can bring my best to my family, to my friends. It's heavy duty. So I'm going to ask you to be proactive with me tonight. And not say, I'm going to come back to myself when everything else has fallen apart. If you really are listening, if you have the ears to hear this, and you're getting ready, this is going to be like, have I designed my life so I could be proactive and say, is this giving me energy or is it depleting my energy? Am I trying to get energy, or am I giving it through Christ to myself so I'm full already inside of me? So here's what we're going to do tonight, nice and short. What are you going to need, and how can we prepare for it now? Not because you're fragile, because you're becoming sovereign founders. And most people have been trained to live reactively. Get exhausted, rest. Get overwhelmed, simplify. Get sick, pay attention to the body. Run out of something, replace it. Become stressed, create space. What would make future you maybe on the brink of the RV, maybe with, say, 4 or 5 days, feel extraordinarily well cared for? I'm going to start with doing some breathing, getting really good night's sleep, really nourishing yourself, really pushing things out and saying, you know, this may be a time when things are winding down, or, you know, about to come to a head. How can I create this peace that I want to bring into my new life? I'm kind of saying, what do you have to drop from your bag and your load as you're climbing this mountain so that you can be expanded? What appointment have I been postponing with myself? So here's your appointment. Have you looked at your stocking up for a couple of weeks so that things run smoothly? Have you gotten your clothes out? My favorite thing to do. I just did it again. Well, it's just that you're not doing it. I want to move as if I do this every day. That's how you make your body feel safe. You want to make it so this is an everyday. I want every person that's hearing my voice that it's normal for you to feel nourished, for you to feel like you're divine royalty. I'm not talking about being a slave anymore. You can't go from being a slave to a sovereign, boom, like that. So we got to start to build that foundation. And the way you do it is to reduce the noise in your life. And the noise is when too many people have access to you. There's too much noise. There's too much stimulus. You're looking at TV. It's all your energy is outside of you. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get your clothes out. You're going to look at your presentation. You're going to feel so connected to what you're about to do. You're going to think, do I know what I'm saying when I go to the Redemption Center? Do I know what I'm going to do after I leave the Redemption Center? Do I feel nourished when I think about, do I feel beautiful, handsome, noble, like a king, like a queen? Do I feel that? Yeah, I'm raising your standards because we need to have higher standards. We need to have higher standards in what we experience. Designing and looking at right now, take one day, 2 days, maybe you have 3 or 4 days to just slow it way down. Give yourself some space. It's like a staycation, but it's a stay RVcation. Get ready. Don't have all the, whatever you can do to give the energy, to pour the energy back into you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hear this in a lot of different places. You need to have all your energy for the most important transition in the history of our planet. It's a sacred moment. Sacred.
Yes.
You are sacred. Don't treat it as just another day, just a thing to get done so you can go buy your house. It's not like that. And what's different about this call, especially about this segment, well, all of our segments, we don't treat it like it's information and you're hearing a lot of, like, this could happen, that could happen. That's all external. We're trying to get you internally ready. Internally. So you're walking like a Christed being into the Redemption Center. Do you need more nature? Do you need more quiet? Do you need more laughter, organization, support? You can prepare, and that is your own sovereign concierge care. Now, what happens, and I'm almost done, what happens when you do this and you reflect on it? Just give yourself a half an hour, tomorrow half an hour, and go into Saturday and make a commitment. This isn't regular self-care. You're a sovereign about to step into an entirely new world. Entirely. With maybe some projects and meeting tons of new people. And if you can raise your baseline, so you go, here's your measure. How much did I feel like I designed my optimal day pre-RV? That's your standard. Challenge, right? But that's going to get you into the state. You need a challenge like that. How can I design my optimal experience pre-RV? So I feel calm, but joy, plus a little excitement. That's what you're looking for. Hold that standard. I'm imagining that everybody's meeting that standard. They're at that standard. And if the big call touched 20 million people, and I was able to seed that standard, I could die and go to heaven. That's my gift for everybody tonight. Just reflect, slow down, give yourself permission to feel what you just felt as I was speaking this, and realize you deserve to feel the beauty of what just got presented. You deserve that. You don't have to be in hustle and grind. You can choose that for 3 or 4 days and line everything up so you're really clear, and you walk in and you start your new life with sovereign concierge air. That's my thing for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that. I love that concierge care. I love that. That's excellent. I love the fact that you and I both speak French, and we understand how to pronounce the word concierge.
Oui.
That's right. Oui, oui. I remember seeing the word O-U-A-I-S, oui, oui, instead of we, you know, we.
Yeah.
We is yes, and we is like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They only say we. Yeah, the Parisians don't say we. They say we.
We.
Yeah.
C'est ça. C'est la vérité, enfin, ouais. Okay. Well, Sue, well said. Thank you.
And it was only 12 minutes. It felt long, but it was only 12 minutes. That
it felt long, but I think it was good. It was just right.
Had depth. It had some depth. Right, Bob?
It did.
And Bob didn't have to read a testimonial.
No, he didn't have to.
I know.
All right, Sue, keep that laugh going.
I got a couple I'm going to read right now, Sue.
Okay,
all right.
That's good. You be the testimonial bringer, Bob. Bring it home.
He's going to bring it.
You're going to love this second one that I do because it relates to what we were talking about earlier.
Cool.
Okay, can't wait.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for everything you brought tonight. Appreciate it very much. As we move into Bob's term and it's his segment tonight, Bob, I'm looking for testimonials. I'm looking for a recap on the sale. I'm looking for anything else we need to know. So take off and let us have it, Bob.
All right. So this is our first testimonial. This is from a really great lady. She writes in, I will repeat what others say. That is how fantastic your products are and how they make me feel. I take many of your products, but Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley along with collagen give me the energy to enjoy life, dance, play volleyball, work, maintaining my acreage. But listen, when I started taking Myotrol, the secret way, it has built my inner strength is remarkable and really unbelievable. To be able to pick up items without giving a second thought of its weight is priceless. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for helping me be a strong, healthy 82-year-old that loves
wow.
life. I would send a picture, okay. but my hair is up in curlers so I can go dancing tonight.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Great. 82-year-old.
What's her first name, Bob? Do we have it?
Hold on a second. I got to go back there.
Just curious.
Clicked off. Irma.
Irma.
Oh, that's so cool, Bob.
82 years young and got her hair in curlers, getting ready to go out and dance tonight. All Irma knows yep. how to do is dance, dance, dance. Good for you, Irma.
Yeah. Now listen to this one.
All right.
This gentleman writes in, I've used the products in the photo, which he's using Gladiator Barley, Boomer Boost, Myotrol, and Neurofuel. He said, with the exception of the probiotics, he's taking those two. I've been taking them for around a year. The energy and strength and overall vitality is a tremendous blessing. Little did I know how much I would need them. Why? I'm a 69-year-old drummer that just joined a band, and I needed every one of the supplements.
Cool.
First, wow. I was emailed a song list of 52 songs.
Yeah.
I was taking Clarity Factor. This is my second bottle of Neurofuel. And in my younger days, I could hear a song once and have it, but not now. Plus, the physical side of being a drummer, the lifting, yeah. carrying my equipment out of the house, into the car, into the venue, reversing the process at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Here's another shocker. Playing. Oh, this is the first band I've been in since being stationed on a Marine Corps base in Okinawa, Japan, in 1977.
Wow.
I played in the church for many years. The duration of playing was a surprise. I've had 4 gigs, the last one in my hometown, at an outdoor event, which was great. I was anticipating the usual 45 minutes on, 15 off. Nope. For a 3-hour appearance, 1.5 hours straight, a break and then repeat, then
yes.
haul all the equipment.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it just goes on and on and on. He's like telling
wow.
the whole story about how this
That's
has
so
helped
cool.
him. And
That's so cool.
I would be here for a long time reading it. I'll just read the last little part. Says, overall, Boomer products are allowing me to achieve more enjoyment from being a 60-year-old professional drummer. As a matter of fact, all the guys are retired, and I've shared my experience with Boomer products. We all have those go into our room and forget why we came in there stories. Thank you for all you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I
That's
skipped
so
about
cool.
3/4 of it. It just kept
wow.
going on about how we didn't have any fatigue and he's yeah. been doing push-ups and sit-ups. And
I can see him with a sign on. I can see him with a Boomer sign on and drumming like, oh, God, I'm trying to think of the drummer. That would be so cool. Boomer Boost. He's like, drumming, drumming, drumming.
Yeah.
Bob, where is this drummer located, Bob? Can you tell?
Let me see if I can tell.
I'm just curious. That's really cool if he's got a band. Obviously, he's got a band. He's not playing by himself. Very cool.
No, I can't tell where he's from.
Okay, 69 years young.
Yeah.
Playing drums, hauling his drum set.
Is he 60 or 69?
He said 69.
He's 69.
Wow.
69. That's
good.
Cool. Terrific, really. He needs a roadie crew or cartage is what they called it back in the day, Bob. Cartage. Carting your equipment in and out of the venue, you know, for,
yeah.
especially for session players. You know, he's doing live gigs, not doing session work, but that's really cool. I think that's
I love the way they can make their foot and just hitting all those cymbals and their foot and the loud. It's so fun. God, thinking about him on Boomer Boost, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Boomer Boost, Barley, yeah, everything.
All right, you guys want to hear about our sale?
Sure, yeah. Let's do it.
We got a 50% off sale.
Oh. Yeah.
Eight products.
Yep. And the idea is you get three and you get all of them 50% off, or you can get more than three if you want. And you don't have to get different ones. You can get three of one of them or a combination of any of them. And what's on sale is our heirloom barley, which is really good to have that 50% off. Then also we have two of our ancient herb type products. One is resveratrol. The other one is ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha, yeah.
And just say something quick about resveratrol. It's like this. When people get older, some of their cells become what they call zombie cells. And so they kind of get old and worn out, and they won't die, which they're supposed to do and get out of the way for new cells, but they won't die. And so it creates a lot of issues. It creates inflammation that affects a lot of other cells in the area, and cancer cells use a growth hormone that zombie cells produce in order to grow and spread. And they talk about, well, if somebody lives long enough, they'll probably get cancer. Well, that's because you're getting these zombie cells, and cancer, actually, once it starts to grow, can send out a signal to healthy cells and make them into zombie cells. And so it's a good thing to have a product that helps kill off zombie cells. And when you mix resveratrol together with quercetin, that's exactly what happens. And the Life Extension Foundation figured this out from their research about 10 years ago. And so that's what this resveratrol, it's called a blend because there's also quercetin in with it, which became very popular as quercetin became popular as a nutraceutical that helped a lot of people that had COVID. And it's in that resveratrol blend. Ashwagandha, as we know, we talked about Tuesday, is really good for helping with anxiety and just staying calm and getting to sleep. Then we also put three different vitamins on sale, vitamin D, vitamin C, and also B complex, which has a number of different B vitamins, are all half off. And also magnesium, which people, this is what I do, Bruce, at nighttime. I take magnesium, resveratrol, and good night formula.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there's never a night when I can't sleep well by doing that.
Right. No.
The other product that is on sale is olive leaf extract, which is really good for your heart, really good for your immune system. And mix and match, put them in the cart, you'll get 50% off.
Excellent.
That, Bruce, is what I've got for tonight. It's 24 minutes after 10.
Okay, Bob, and that magnesium product has zinc as well with it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
that's
magnesium
cool to know.
Magnesium and zinc.
Well, those are eight great products, and, resveratrol is huge. Ashwagandha, I've been taking that, resveratrol, all of them, the olive leaf extract. So I'm ready for an order tomorrow. I'm ready to take advantage of this one. This is really going to be good. Now, let me ask you a quick question, Bob. I've been on Gladiator Barley for a while, and I've got some on that last sale, but would it hurt me to go with a canister or two of heirloom barley in the interim?
No, wouldn't hurt at all. You can mix it together with your Gladiator barley also.
Okay, good. I was wondering about doing that, actually. Thought of that yesterday.
Yep.
Very cool, because I think anytime you can get 50 off, it's definitely, you have to take
a
look at
it. It's a good idea. And okay. It's a great seed
right.
line. It's an ancient seed line, Bruce. Mm-hmm. The reason it's different is that Ken Campbell, the creator of it, wanted to find an even older seed line that could help with muscle gain better for mm-hmm. people that were going through chemotherapy.
Right.
And he did. He was able to sprout the ancient seed
right.
that's now Gladiator barley. And prior to that, he had the heirloom barley, which is a seed line that goes back many hundreds of years and has tremendous value. It just doesn't have as much amino acids, which is what builds your muscle.
Gotcha.
It has a lot of amino acids, but not this high density of it that's kind of, you know, used for people that really need to gain muscle. Which
okay.
as people
but to do a blend.
Get older, as people get older, they definitely do need to gain muscle. But if you've gained
yep.
back a lot of muscle and you're good and strong and you want to use heirloom barley or a mixture,
mm-hmm.
you can. Sometimes
okay.
people react to it so well that they actually gain more muscle than they want to. And
right.
especially for women, they could gain enough muscle that they have to change a clothing size.
Right, exactly.
And so if you want to get strong and stay lean, then you can use the heirloom barley. And a lot of people do use a mixture that they find their own sweet spot by mixing them together
yep. okay.
in a certain ridge.
Cool. Definitely an yep. option. Definitely. Well, that's great.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob. I know that's always cool when we have, you know, a sale like this at 50% off, half price, three or more of the eight products, mix and match. You could hit it pretty hard on this one. I think you'd do pretty well to do that. And then, Bob, to get to your website and see these products and get the product descriptions of them, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get there, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers, and that's a direct link into Bob's website. So you click on it, boom, you're into the site. You go through, you see the product, all products menu. You can pull down the on sale tab, and you can go through and scroll down and see all those different products. And I think that's terrific. And then three or more, same product, mix and match. Could be all the same product, could be three of different, could be eight different products, could be everything. Typically on a deal like this, I take advantage of it and go in a little deeper, two or three of each product, because I'm using them all. And it's great. If I'm low on anything, this is the time to stock up. So go and do that online like 98.875% of the listeners do, and they make their order online. In their cart, boom, they're done. Now, if you have a question, have a problem, or an issue, just use the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of that. I know you guys will check out the site. And don't mind me, Sue. I was just havening a minute ago. And Bob does have a really good havening video on the site. We've got a ton of really cool stuff at the footer of the page, of the homepage on Bob's site. So check it out, and you'll enjoy it and put together a really good sale for yourself. All right. Let's get into the Intel segment, and let's see where we are today. I told you guys Tuesday night that we had heard that we were in a 4 to 5 day window or maybe sooner. I thought, well, that's a strange way to say it, but that's the way Intel came in once. 4 to 5 day window at the time that put us to the weekend or maybe sooner. Then we also heard a piece that said we're waiting on Iran. Now, I don't know if we're still waiting on Iran, but the question with that was about which currency are they going to be using? Are they going to use the Iranian rial? Are they renaming Iran Persia? Are they calling it something else? They are not going to be using the Iraqi dinar, as was rumored. And I think I suggested that possibility. I found out today that's not going to be the case. So are we still waiting on Iran to get their act together in terms of the currency that they're going to be using? We'll find that out. We'll see. As far as I know, no countries were squeezed with a 25% tariff for trying to help Iran. That was a threat that President Trump made. If any countries are caught trying to help Iran through this time, that we hit them with a 25% tariff, in addition to whatever else they're paying. And I don't think that's an issue, at least not anymore, I don't think. So that seems to have been solved. So, Jeannie mentioned, you know, the 8th in 4 days. I'm calling the 8th in 5 days. Yes, I'm aware of the 8th of September on Tuesday. And it could come into play. It sure could. But what I'm hearing instead of that is that we should be, this is how it was put from a very high source. And this is how it was put to me. Said, if it doesn't go tonight, meaning the 3rd of September, tonight, Thursday night, if it doesn't go tonight, then it should go over the weekend. And I'm going to say that would take us all the way up to and including Labor Day, Monday, the 7th. Now, when we say we'll have it or it'll come in or whatever, usually that's referring to notifications with the 800 numbers. It could include exchanges also. We just have to see what happens. And I'm thinking the weekend, really in a sense, starts tomorrow. So obviously Labor Day weekend is here. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days. Let's see if it happens and we manifest that in that period of time. It looks like that's what we're expecting. This is coming from a few different sources. When it comes to Redemption Center leaders, they did not have rates on the Redemption Center screens today, but the banks did. But the bank screen rates were racing back and forth very fast, and that means rates are populating on the screens. And I think sometimes they don't show up on the Redemption Center screens so that they can settle in and then show up on the Redemption Center screens. I'm not sure. Sometimes you can see them populating on bank screens. Sometimes you see them flashing and populating on Redemption Center screens. It seems like it's usually one or the other. And we are, as far as I know, totally interconnected with the quantum financial system, the Starlink system, the SIPS, cross-border international payment system, and the ISO 200-2022 has been fully integrated as far as we can tell. Everything's lined up and ready to go. I think some of the digital currencies are already in play and in place. I know that in the Soviet Union, Russia, they supposedly have their digital coin, which is probably a digital ruble, lined up and ready to go, and I think it may be available for them to buy or not to buy or maybe to sell. I don't know. It's a fairly new coin that, for me, I have not heard of it until now, that the Russian ruble would have a digital coin. And we'll have our own digital coin backing the USN, which we believe is XRP. That's what we've heard would be the so-called gold-backed digital coin that would back our USN dollar. So let's see what else we know of today. I know there's a few more things I wanted to bring out tonight, so let me see if I can focus and concentrate on a few of these. I want to say one thing about the Redemption Center experience. Take a pad of paper or a portfolio, you know, which has a legal pad inside of it, that kind of a thing. That's what I'm using. Take that, or you can write down some things and make sure you take blue and black pens. There might be occasions to use a blue pen for signature or a black pen for signature. And that whole thing is so old, I don't even remember the why behind it. It has to do with originals using a blue pen instead of a black pen, I think. So try to take both a blue ink and black ink pen with you, at least one of each, okay, just so you're prepared for it. I've talked about what you need for the Redemption Center as far as identification. They will be taking your picture when you get there, but you do want a picture ID. Try to take a driver's license or a passport. You probably don't need both. If you have both, take them, whatever. You probably need at least one proof of where you live, which is usually a utility bill, like a gas bill, electric bill, cell phone bill, something like that. It shows your address on it. That would be important to know, too. The other thing is, we know of people that are working directly to supply the redemption centers who are with Wells Fargo that have delivered over the past couple of weeks the quantum cards. These are the quantum, what I called account cards. This is to activate and to move funds from your quantum account into your primary or eventually secondary bank accounts. Initially on day one when we go in, we'll set up our quantum account. It may not require a username, but be prepared with that pad to bring a username and password if it is needed. My understanding is that the biometric finger or thumbprint that you make will essentially replace your username. But we better say, just in case, to just have the ability for a username and password and obviously your five-digit PIN code. Come up with five digits that are not consecutive. Come up with a nice five-digit PIN code. And then also come up with, even you can use an existing email and your password for your email, but they prefer a brand new email and password for your quantum card. So I'd say if you can get that, set that up ahead of time, go ahead and do that. Because you know how it is, you got to kind of register that email as a Gmail or a Yandex or whatever you're using. Just set it up so that when you go in, you've got a brand new email that hasn't even been used. It's ready to go, and you can plug that in. So that's really what you need. You got the biometric fingerprint, thumbprint, maybe the username, maybe not, password, five-digit PIN code, new email, and password to the new email. That's kind of everything that you'll need to get into your quantum account with your quantum account card. That card is made of titanium. It's about three times as thick as a normal credit card. It's got three chips in it. It's carrying a lot of your information like your biometric and other stuff on there. And it's, I'm not going to say destructible, but it's pretty much that way. That card you don't charge with. All you do is move money into your bank accounts with it from your quantum account, your QFS account, quantum financial system account. Okay? And that's where all of your proceeds from your currency exchanges, your Zim redemption, your R&R theoretically is going to be in there, and your Doge, if we get it now, is also supposed to be in that quantum account. Then you find out what each amount is when they say, okay, we got this account ready for you. Okay, there's some money in it. Well, what is it? It's not my exchange money yet because we haven't done that yet. Okay. Okay, so you've got R&R of X number of dollars, and you've got a Doge payment. Well, write those amounts down so you'll remember those for later. You know, you'll just have those. Doesn't really matter. It's just money that's going to be theoretically in your account before you do your currency exchanges and your Zim redemption. So it's all going to be lumped in to one big account, and then you're going to move money from that account into your primary Wells account initially, Wells Fargo account. And by the way, we did hear that Bank of America, Citibank, and Chase will open branches 7 days a week. They are doing everything they can to be your friend and to try to get you to do something with them. Obviously, Wells is not going to do it, and neither is Banco Santander or Santander Bank. Those two banks are not going to be open 7 days a week. But the other banks will. And are we going to need retail banking anymore? Not really. Not really, guys. It's in meaning going into your current Chase Bank or your current Bank of America Bank. Well, theoretically, this puts you in the status, if you're a Zim holder, of being considered a sovereign by Wells Fargo. And they're already calling us that. They're referring to Zim holders as sovereigns already. And so what's interesting there is any banking that you do theoretically would be with two options, a private office that maybe Wells has set up that you can utilize or create your own private office, or premier banking, meaning they're top-end, what they used to call wealth management bankers. They kind of renamed those guys, I think, premier bankers. And if we need something, you know, they should be more than willing to help us and do some things. And maybe we do need to go to a wealth management office or a premier banker office to do those things. Or maybe we have the premier banker meet us and take us to lunch. You know, I mean, that's very doable too, depending on your situation, of course. So, let's see if, you okay, Sue? Let's see if there's anything else that makes sense that has come in today. I think we covered Redemption Center thing I wanted to cover. Of course, don't get there more than 10 minutes early. 800 numbers. We don't know for sure if Canada will have its own number. We've heard that in the past. And the U.S. will have its own number. It may be, or possibly they'll share the number. But Canada, don't be calling our 800 number, tying up the line. No, I'm just kidding. We'll see. Hopefully there's a separate number for Canada, and we'll have a separate number for us. MedBeds are actively being used now and have been for months that I'm aware of for the military. And those children that were trafficked, that have been, they pulled out of tunnels and all that, a lot of those kids have gone in to the MedBeds to try to resurrect their lives and reduce or eliminate the trauma and possibly the memory to some extent. I don't think they can fully erase the memory. The memory has a way of coming back. We know that from our Secret Space Force contacts. So let's just say it this way. They have used them. They're continuing to use them. They're ready for us to go. And it's just going to be a matter of us getting into the Redemption Center and letting them know, hey, we are a Zim holder. You know that already. And I have a dire need. And boom, 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 I'd like to get in to the MedBed as soon as possible. boom, then they set that up. And make a list ahead of time before you get in the MedBed Center of the things you would like to do in the MedBed. What would you like to be changed in your physical body and then in your mental situation? You know, is there anything you want to have downloaded that you want to be good at, like tennis or golf, like Sue wants to be? She's very good at tennis, but she wants to even be better. So she thinks she could beat me in tennis. Well, we'll see. Maybe she could. Be fun trying, wouldn't it, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely see how that goes. And then, so anything like that, for me, you guys know, it's languages, it's music. I plan to try to crank those up in the med bed. Voice, get my singing voice back. You know, it's all going to be something really amazing. I know. It's going to be great. But have that list made up. You should have about a 15-minute pre-MedBed interview with the assistants there that can enter that information and make sure they understand what it is you want to try to accomplish in the MedBed. And then, boom, it can go quickly. It can go. I mean, we're talking whole limbs being regenerated in 20 minutes. I'm talking a guy with no arm, no leg. And one guy, military, was in there, had one leg, but no arms. So basically, he's got one leg missing and both arms missing from the shoulder down. 42 minutes. Done and done. 42 minutes. I mean, it's pretty fantastic, guys. It is amazing. And I'm looking forward to it. What else? I don't know that there's anything, we know there's cleanup. I did think of something else. There is cleanup going on. I think this weekend, from what I heard today, could be a major cleanup period over this weekend. The other thing I heard was about, the EBS. The Electronic Broadcast Emergency, not electronic, Emergency Broadcast System, which is the one you see on TV, the Emergency Alert System, the EAS, is on our cell phones. You've seen the Amber Alerts and all those. You know, they're supposed to use those too. Well, they had been preloaded already, and now they're actually being loaded with that information for the broadcasts on EBS and EAS. And the timeline was going to be to be used shortly. Now, you guys know as well as I do, I don't like the word shortly, and I don't like the word soon. But they did use the term shortly when describing when the EBS is going to kick in. My gut is it'll kick in as we are starting our exchanges. But it could precede it, might come after. We'll see. But that is interesting. They're already preloaded, and now they're loading the data, the information. I heard something, CNN servers, AI servers, were intercepted by the good guys. I think it was either yesterday or the day before. And that's pretty cool. Listen, they're going to keep an eye on all the media broadcast companies because this stuff has to go out. And if for some reason certain broadcast networks decide they don't want to air it, they're going to get their license removed, and the military will put their people in to continue those broadcasts and do those broadcasts. Well, that's already staged and ready. So don't be surprised. It's like Sue's always saying, you know, think ahead, you know, plan. Are we going to need to stock up with anything for a couple weeks or whatever? a good idea to prepare with some food and water and whatever else you might need. I don't anticipate major blackouts. I don't anticipate that. Most of the time, if internet or electricity is going off or phone service is funky, which it has been recently for a lot of people, cell phone service, it's because they're doing arrests in certain areas where they don't want them to communicate. It's not there to take us in a bad, put us in a bad way. You know, they know who we are. And I'd say if it's not a bad idea to stock up with a little food. It's just hard to say whether it's going to be anything more than that. But it's always good to prepare and have a little bit of reserve, whether it's gasoline, whether it's food, water. Make sure you're all set, that you could bake it for at least a week, maybe 2 weeks, just in case. Just in case. Just saying. So that's really the way I would say we're ready to go. EBS is good to go. They're loading it. Loading it now. And they're saying it could be used shortly. Well, that's interesting to me. Because I think the EBS is going to bring some disclosure out, which we've had a little bit of it leaking out, a little bit of it dripping out a little bit at a time. You guys have seen some of the same things. I think if I understood it right, and I didn't see this, but even Fox brought out something a day or so ago about the med beds. And I didn't catch it, but one of my contacts did. So it's just, we're close, guys. We're super close. And I think we're ready to get this thing launched. So let's thank Sue. Let's thank Bob for everything that they've done. Tonight was really good, I thought, on both counts. Excellent. And, you know, I want to thank our Big Call Universe audience of Big Call listeners that, you know, we're still hitting 160 or more countries with 20-plus million listeners. You know, so the word is getting out through the satellite system. And that's good news for everybody and for us. Let's see, what else? Oh, thank you, GCK, for the years of your artistic experience. And thank you, Doug, for helping out the pod, Sue and the pod. Thank you, pod members, for just even being the pod. And thank you, Jeannie. Every call, Jeannie does a really nice job for us bringing gospel scripture and other information to us. Very good, Jeannie. And Jeannie, this is the one time I'm hoping we don't go to the 8th, which is Tuesday. From what I'm hearing, we should get this prior to that. So let's see what happens between now and Labor Day Monday. Let's see what happens. You know, it could be that we get this thing started before then. All right, so let's thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, appreciate it so much. Let's go ahead and I just want to say one thing. If you're registered with your email on bigcalluniverse.com, you're all set. We'll send you an email with the 800 number when we get it, and then we'll also send you, we'll also post that number on our landing page of our website, bigcalluniverse.com, as soon as we get it. As soon as we're allowed to post it, we will. And the other thing is, the only way I'm going to be able to get in touch with you guys after we no longer are doing live big calls anymore is going to be by email. And I plan to do a podcast type thing and just put it in a link and send it out to everybody who wants to be in touch with us, because I'm going to want some help on Big Call Universe to do Rebuild America and Rebuild International, and we'll see what happens on the other two projects. But I'm looking forward to this going, Gus, as you are. And so let's just pray the call out, and I'll look forward to a really good weekend. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done to get us to this point, to prepare us, to teach us patience, and to increase our faith, to believe for things that we don't see. You know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we love the fact that we have that faith. It's a tangible thing. Thank you that we have that faith and can exercise that faith. And we'll do it and continue to do it. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Prepare us for this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great weekend. All right. Hopefully we'll talk Tuesday. Hopefully we've got numbers and we're underway by then. All right. We'll see what happens. God bless you guys.